Redistricting Committee Chair Peter Ensel called the meeting to order, read the rules, and called for comments.
At this point, I ask if anyone has any comments on the proposed ward redistricting plan.
And they waited.
Once again, I will ask if does anyone have any remarks?
But no resident came to City Hall to comment on the new ward structure that the committee spent months remapping. Chair Peter Ensel was surprised that no one showed up.
It can be taken two ways. Did the committee do such a wonderful job that everybody is happy and pleased with it? Or is there just not that much interest? Is there apathy out there about the voting situations and the elections in the city? I'd like to think that it's the former rather than the latter.
Peter Ensel says there were a number of challenges in drafting the new map, including integrating the college's student population into the ward structure.
There were some wards that were out of compliance and some boundaries that we didn't think made sense. And certainly the college represented some challenges as well. College students are allowed to vote where they are residing as long as they're there 30 days prior to election day. So we had to decide how we wanted to divvy up the college. Obviously, we're limited to how many people we could have in each ward. And I think the committee did a very, very good job as far as making sure that there wasn't a great disparity between the lowest populated ward and the highest populated ward.
Plattsburgh City Mayor Don Kasperzak observed the proceedings and calls the lack of interest a good thing.
As mayor, I think that the boundaries are fine because they gave so much thought to it and they really worked hard for many months on it. I think it's the fairest way that they could have done it. There have been some shifts, a few of them, but not anything major, and I think that's a good thing.
What do you perceive as the biggest challenges they had to meet to make this map?
The college voters, or at least the students, are the biggest challenge because you have large numbers there, but most of them don't vote, as history shows. But you still have to change some of the voting boundaries and populations.
As soon as the meeting was gaveled to a conclusion, Ward 6 City Councilor Chris Jackson congratulated the committee members for their efforts. He's not surprised there were no comments.
I think this group did an excellent job of being nonpartisan and basically trying to figure out solutions to problems that were created the last time we had a redistricting, where we had some geographic barriers that didn't make any sense. I think the county might have a little problem because I have a feeling that they're going to have to go back now and look at what they did.
Chris Jackson explains that's because the county redistricting depends in part on what lines the city draws.
They, in my opinion, jumped the gun. They should have let the lowest or closest form of government determine its districts before they went and created their legislative districts. So I think they might have to go back and look at what they've done. The County Board of Elections came to us and asked us to reduce our number of districts within each ward from 3 to 2. By doing that, the wards are broken up into bigger pieces. So now the county's going to have to make their election districts fit within our districts and our wards, and the County Board of Elections may not get its wish of only going to 2 election districts in each ward. They may end up having to go back to 3.
The committee will forward the redistricting plan to the City Council, which will consider it for implementation in 2013. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.